This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter in the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out, and you'll find out more about us right there. All right, joining us right now from California, it is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Good morning. Happy weekend.
It warmed up. It's 71 degrees and clear, and the Chicago Bears fans are still out there on the porch. All right, thanks, guys. There they go. All right, yeah, the Chicago Bears fans for the Sunday game are still out there on the porch.
Oh, wow.
Yep. The Bears. Okay. And by the way, last year, this game snuck up on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they got beat by the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
They never should have, but they did. We'll see what happens this time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. When we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And I'd like to say hello to Amanda tonight, who is down in Naples listening to us. How about that?
Yes, really nice.
Yep, so there you go. And we have not heard from a couple of people that sometimes on the weekend we don't hear from. Oh, here's one. This is from JJ, and JJ is in Seattle, Washington, listening to us up there. He says, Captain, love your show. He says, I got one question. Is Hunter Biden going to go to jail? Well, Kyle, if I was a bet man, I'd say hell no.
Nope, that's right. Yeah, I wouldn't bet the farm at this point.
No, nope. No. Anybody with the name Biden is not going to go to jail. They might get a little reprimand of some sort, but it's just not going to happen because look at the party that's in power.
Well, sure. Now, there could be some political fallout from continued Hunter Biden revelations, but no, I don't think he's going to get prosecuted for anything anytime soon.
Right. You're absolutely right. Now, let's go back over here, and it just makes no sense, but here we go again, Kyle. Southwest Airlines says it will not fire the workers who don't get the COVID vaccine. So what are they going to do?
Well, I expect that they will probably have testing as part of their protocols.
Yeah, but they told these. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but basically, you know, I think that they figured out what happened with the weather, quote unquote, the other day, and that caused a huge problem for them.
Well, they said they're not going to work. So what are they going to do? Lay them off?
Well, Possibly.
And we also heard that they're going to cut back on their flights for over Christmas because the price of fuel is so high.
Well, that's true. Yeah, we have heard about that. And, you know, that's going to continue to exacerbate the already big problems of flight cancellations that we see because of understaffing and so forth. So people, they're buying their tickets now, but they can still get bumped in the sense that their plane flight gets canceled, and then they might try to find themselves trying to scramble to get another flight that day.
Now, Texas Attorney General Paxton is saying that he's hopeful the Supreme Court will recognize the state's authority to protect human life, as the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday announced that they will hear a challenge to the Texas abortion law the first week in November.
Yes, that's exactly right. And they announced that yesterday on Friday. And so, again, I mean, I think we always knew what the trajectory generally was going to be in the sense that it's going to wind up there. But this is going to be very, very telling as to how we might see these things go in the future for similar laws.
Well, there's other challenges coming, I think, because this other law is about to be passed.
That's right. That's right. But, and of course, it will become, as we move into next year, then we're into the election year. And so you better believe the Democrats are going to try to scare everybody and this kind of thing, and it'll be one of their big rallying cries. They may even be sort of salivating over that possibility. If they could turn next year's election into Roe v. Wade rather than what happened to Joe Biden and why is he so weird and all that stuff, they may feel that they could have a winning or something that's going to take it off of Biden, basically.
Now, Sean Spicer, who is a former White House press secretary, now has a television show over on Newsmax, is saying that the mainstream media is painting a fake news world around Joe Biden to keep him propped up.
Yeah, and I think it's harder and harder to do that. I think people are seeing, you know, they see what's happening in their pocketbook, the gas prices, go to the grocery store, look out at the water and see all the ships, and go to the stores and see the bare shelves or the items that can't be obtained at this point, try to buy a dishwasher, that kind of stuff. So they, of course, they're trying to create a thing around Joe Biden, but eventually it's going to get harder and harder to do that.
Well, I didn't need them, but yesterday when I went to the drugstore for a totally different reason, they had some paper towels on sale, and I said, well, you know something? Here they are, a big 12-pack, and it was a heck of a deal. I said, I'm going to buy it, and I did. So I'm now hoarding paper towels. All right, hold that thought. Oh, no, I get it, folks. I bought into it. I figured, well, I better do it now or never. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. You'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away in this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, you want to help out a fellow American, patriotic, conservative, God, Christian man? This is the guy to do it for. MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com. You'll see all the different prices there on the homepage of the items that he has. It'll say with promo code. Well, the promo code is Captain. Very simple. The promo code is Captain. Use it, and that will help you save, in many cases, anywhere from 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 to 60, maybe even $70 on what you're looking at. Now, you can also go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and you'll find over there even more insanely low prices on items marked way down. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you can call them, if you'd rather do it that way, on the telephone at 800-641-5459. Speak to a live person. 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com is the website. The promo code is CAPTAIN. The phone number is 800-641-5459. Check it out. Get yourself some Christmas gifts because they're going to have them. Whereas you may have a problem trying to locate Christmas gifts based on what we heard from the U.S. Director of Ports. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. Yeah, so this is a great place to find those Christmas presents. They're not stuck on a container ship somewhere. They're made in the USA, folks.
Jen Psaki, the gift that keeps on giving.
says there'll be no shift in U.S. policy on Taiwan after Biden said he's committed to defending the island.
You know, Captain, it seems now here's what Jen Psaki said, right? She said the president was not announcing a
policy change.
That's right. He was not announcing a policy change. But let's go back to the question that was asked. A person at the town hall asked the president if he would vow to quote, protect Taiwan. He said yes.
Yep.
Anderson Cooper followed up and said, do you mean we'll come to Taiwan's defensive attack? Biden says again, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, we have a commitment to do that. We don't have a commitment to do that officially.
Right.
Right, because of what's called the One China policy.
Correct.
Now, it would likely be a good idea to codify that and have Congress pass a thing that says, yes, we're going to protect Taiwan. But right now, the president and Psaki have done nothing but create now confusion. And guess who loves confusion? The Chinese Communist Party.
And they're making a lot of headway out of it, too.
Exactly right. This is dangerous stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, Attorney General Garland, who was on a hot seat the other day, he said, and I quote, I don't know how many aliens have been prosecuted, nor do I know how many employers are being prosecuted for hiring them. What an answer.
Well, he's only the Attorney General of the United States.
And he doesn't know that, and he should know that.
Well, he doesn't want to know. First of all, he wants to schlep it off onto, well, we don't even arrest these people and all this kind of stuff. And they'll, yes, but you would be the one to prosecute them, and on it would go. He would probably have to know, but he doesn't want to talk about it.
No. And, again, good luck with all that.
Right, exactly.
Because all they're doing is... I don't know how many more people they're going to let into this country, but we do know sitting on the other side of the Mexican border down there, Texas and New Mexico, are some 40 to 50,000 people. And because they now have the Remain in Mexico policy, they definitely are not letting them into this country. Doesn't mean they're not going to sneak in.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and those are called, they have a couple of terms, they call them getaways or something like that, of the people that they never actually really process. So we only know about the people that are actually processed. But you know, Captain, you mentioned the Remain in Mexico policy, and that's only there, and we need to remind our listeners, that's only there because a judge said it had to be there, because it would be the policy of the Joe Biden administration to simply let them come in.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. Now, I'm going to just read you this comment, and we'll go from there. So we hear Joe Biden saying the other day, I was out in the streets of Selma marching with Martin Luther King.
Yeah, well.
There's one problem with that. You know what it is?
Well, he never did do that, I think, with
That's correct.
Martin Luther King.
That's correct.
Oh, brother. I tell you, I mean, honestly, how many more of these huge whoppers does Biden get to tell before it starts to become, you know, a real concern? And is, but again, it's just like going back to what you mentioned just a few moments ago, Captain, about the news media building the fake world around Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is part of it, I guess. He's not going to get vilified for lying about marching with MLK.
No, and they just let it go, like as if it's the way it's supposed to be.
Let's say Uncle Joe. Just Uncle Joe. You know, and, but again, he's not okay in that sense by saying these kinds of things. And going back to something we mentioned earlier, you know, the Chinese propaganda machine loves to go after Biden, and nobody wants to help the Chinese propaganda machine, but goodness gracious, maybe he could make it a little harder for him, just a little bit.
Now, the Omar Schakowsky bill, there's a match made in heaven, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Omar Schakowsky
right.
bill would create a special envoy and require the State Department to report on Islamophobia.
Well, I got to tell you, I think that this, again, continues to show that Omar is like a one-issue representative, pretty much. So again, this is just something that I guess she wants to try to get through. But what does it mean to be Islamophobic? I mean, nobody wants to offend anybody, I don't think anybody wants to say offensive things to other people or get in their face or this kind of... Americans truly are live and let live. But it seems to me that this would smack of trying to accuse people of things so that you can destroy them, that kind of thing.
So Marco Rubio and New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith are planning legislation to have the Beijing 2022 Olympic Games postponed and the Chinese Olympic team banned from coming into this country.
Interesting. Well, again, we haven't seen the last, I think, of the COVID-19 origin story, and then also the Chinese response to that and what they think and what they've said and all this stuff that's going on. And also what they're doing militarily, South China Sea, what's happening. They keep flying over Taiwan. They keep doing this. They're provoking things. So it's very interesting to have this development then.
Well, when you talk about the media, there's this movement out there, We Like Dave. Have you seen it?
I don't think that I have.
Okay, well, media is now distorting the Netflix protest to paint
Dave Chappelle. Oh, gotcha. Yeah,
okay. Dave Chappelle. To paint We Like Dave supporters as villains.
Yeah, exactly. There was a walkout here in the Los Angeles area of some Netflix employees and so forth. Some people want it taken down. I know this. I think the CEO or the leader of Netflix tried to do a lot of damage control with the statement that he made and so forth, trying to quell a lot of this controversy. But again. Comedy is always on the forefront. I have not seen the special, by the way. I haven't seen it. Can you imagine years ago if it was George, a comedian on the edge, George Carlin, somebody like that? I mean, there was a lot.
The hippie dippy weatherman.
Yeah, but the idea, the hippie dippy weatherman. That's right. But. So, again, nobody wants to offend anybody, per se, but comedy has always been about sort of ribbing people about this or that, and I always thought it went way across the spectrum. Again, I haven't seen the special, but I know a lot of people seem to be upset about it.
Yeah, I still can picture him standing there and, hey, man, it's smoky over L.A., over California, there's a lot of grass being smoked there. It's smoky over there. You know, and he'd do all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, he had a great wit. I liked it when he said one time, he said, people say they're going to get on the plane. Or he said, no, I'm not going to get on the plane. I'm going to get in the plane.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And when we come back, Biden says, gee, I guess I should have visited the border. But we've also got some incident that happened over here in Syria with another drone strike that took out another senior al-Qaeda leader. We'll tell you about that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Authorities are continuing to investigate the fatal shooting on the set of an Alec Baldwin movie in New Mexico. Officials say Baldwin was handed a prop gun by an assistant director, and neither of them knew it had a real bullet inside. The LA Times is reporting a prop gun had misfired a few times and that some camera and crew workers had walked out just prior to the accidental shooting because of working conditions. The film's cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, was killed, and the director, Joel Souza, was injured. Democrats continue to negotiate President Biden's social spending package, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The alternative is not a larger package. The alternative is nothing. So his objective is to continue to press forward, to bring the parties together, to get a historic package done.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch on the weekend edition. And we are about to play for you an Edwards Notebook, so don't go anywhere. Here it comes.
Since just after the Revolutionary War, there have been those seeking to kick God and the Bible out of society. An 1844 Supreme Court Justice Joseph Story upheld the use of the Bible as a tool for teaching in government schools. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, in this Bedell versus Girard case, Mr. Girard's will permitted the teaching of the Christian faith, just not by members of the clergy. Justice Story's opinion that Girard's will was not derogatory toward Christianity rested on two determinations. First, a layman was capable of teaching the general principles of Christianity. Second, Girard's will actually permitted the teaching of the Bible in schools. It was duly noted that the Founding Fathers warned that in order for the United States to become and remain great, her people must be of good moral character. Mr. Girard clearly understood the importance of teaching students the biblical principles of morality and its general precepts. Whereas, can the purest principles of morality be learned so perfectly as from the Bible? Where are benevolence, the love of truth, sobriety, and industry, superior intellectual development, be so powerfully and irresistibly inculcated as in the Bible? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Actually, he's the old voice of America because he's old as dirt. But anyway, because you want the best constitutional grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display at the RonEdwards.com website to make your purchase and make sure you utilize the RE20 promo code. That's RE20 promo code, and you'll receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Back to Kyle Warren. And, Kyle, what did you think of that?
I loved it. I thought it was a great Edwards notebook. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's always spot on with the different things he's talking about, and that's what I like about that. I mean, you know, a lot of people, if you're not paying attention, you will hear things that are very timely. Okay, well, here we go. Joe Biden. He says, I guess I should visit the border. I just haven't had a whole hell of a lot of time to get down with all the storms and the $900 billion in damage, you know, from the hurricanes.
Well, yeah, didn't he go to the border in 2008 or something?
That's the last time he went.
Yeah, but, well, of course, you know, and again, this is Joe Biden speaking extemporaneously for the most part and trying to gloss over what is a glaring problem, obviously, with the execution of his presidency. He should have gone to the border. He should go. Kamala Harris should have gone to the border for real, but she didn't go to the border for real.
Well, she went to the border. She could see it from where she was at on the hilltop.
That's right. If you have one of those, spy glasses or something, I'm not sure, but basically like a pirate thing or so, who knows. It's really sad that neither of them are going to go and do that because they don't want the attention drawn to it. They don't want to answer any more questions about it. Joe Biden, he's way too busy. Way too busy. Your entire operation goes with you wherever you go. You could easily schedule a trip to the border and make a statement about whatever, and you wouldn't skip a beat.
Okay, well, here we go, because he just got done talking about Biden, that is. He said that, I have no plan to reduce gas prices. It depends a little bit on Saudi Arabia. Really, Joe? Saudi Arabia? Really?
Well, he's the president of the United States. He's supposed to be like for us. You're not supposed to sit and wait around and go, gee, I hope Saudi Arabia does something. Or maybe go talk to them. Go talk to their representative. Joe Biden, Captain, and as you know, there are many things that Joe Biden could do right now.
I know what he did to start it.
What's that?
He stopped drilling. He stopped on the government lands. He stopped the Keystone XL pipeline. He stopped the full production that we had with the oil that was coming in from our different areas. Some areas they shut down oil wells because that's not part of the Green Deal.
Precisely.
Which is going to cost us a fortune.
Well, but he could immediately cause a major effect by saying, look, we're going to start all this back up again. I, as Joe Biden, the president, under my personal authority, I'm going to start this back up again. And that would you know, kind of put the fear of God into the other countries that produce oil and go, uh-oh, we're not going to be able to take them for a ride anymore. Exactly right. If he would do something like that, and by the way, somebody mentioned the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That's not going to make any kind of difference.
No, it might lower 2 cents, and that's not going to help. Okay, let's talk about a drone strike. The United States military has apparently killed the senior al-Qaeda leader in Syria, Abdul Hamid al-Matar, I believe is the way you pronounce that, and 11 people were killed with him.
That's exactly right. And Army Major General John Rigsby, he's a spokesman for the U.S. Central Command, said that the removal of this al-Qaeda senior leader will disrupt the terrorist organization's ability to further plot and carry out global attacks threatening U.S. citizens, our partners, and innocent civilians.
Yeah. And by the way, program note, coming up an hour from now, we're going to have United States Army General, Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, who also was the Chief of Staff for Vice President Mike Pence and also was the longest serving National Security Council member under Donald Trump 4 full years.
Wow. Well, that's going to be a really great interview coming up.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Because the general and I have a couple things in common that I didn't know about, but we'll find out about that in a little bit. Now, moving along, here's an idea whose time has come. How about if we abolish, not reform, abolish the income tax and impose something like maybe a flat tax or something similar to get rid of the income tax?
Well, you know, Captain, I do think that maybe that time is coming. It's so convoluted. We keep hearing about how the rich don't pay their fair share, but flat taxes, in a general sense, would, I think, mm-hmm. help to take care of that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Also, it would simplify.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We've got one of our favorite questions askers on the line. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain, on the Taiwan thing, do you think that they are, China is actually going to try and go into Taiwan? And if they do, would he really respond? As I think China, all they would have to do would be to rattle their nukes a little bit, and that would be the end of it. All right, bye.
Well, China can do whatever they want because they're the big boy in the region, and they have their big boy pants on, and we don't. And we don't have a leader that I would trust to say, well, we're going to defend Taiwan. I don't think so. We don't have any treaty or anything like that that says that we have to do that.
No, exactly.
Because of the one China rule.
That's right. And so, and what Backgammon Bob mentioned, too, is that there are nuclear weapons in play for this. By the way, the Taiwanese are not going to simply give up.
No.
It's going to be a bloody battle, and I don't want to be graphic or be too yep. pessimistic, but it will be a yep. bloody battle.
And let's just mention China here because we're going to run out of time. China has called the tough words from the U.S. ambassador nominee arrogant and more political theater, and they don't like it. And you think they're going to do anything to work with us in that area of the region of the world? Hell no.
No, because they figure they're going to get us over a barrel on something, or they're simply going to stonewall because they know that they can try to push us around, and hopefully they'll be proven wrong.
Well, yeah, and of course, you know, they're another one of the reasons why oil's up, because they're one of the largest producers, consumers of oil, and they're willing to pay extra money to get the oil over there. And as I said, futures are at $96 a barrel, and Iran wants $100 a barrel oil. They want that. They're $4 away from it.
Right. And remember, countries like the Chinese Communist Party, they don't want the U.S. to be the sole superpower and a big happy planet Earth. They don't want that. They want the U.S. to be degraded.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, number 2 for the morning. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Hughes, on America's Third Watch.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon roll and retire, man, I'm too hot.
hallelujah. Ooh. Girl, sing your hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Just watch.
That is Bruno Mars. Uptown Funk. And Kyle, those guys are getting down.
Yeah, that's such a great track. It's got everything about it. It's just great.
Well, they have a lot of fun doing that, and you can tell, and that's what really makes it great.
Well, sure, yeah.
All right, well, let's go out west, and you tell me what's going on.
Okay, folks, well, as we know, the atmospheric river you've been hearing about, of course, is making its way into the Pacific Northwest and also Northern California. And here's an interesting fact about atmospheric rivers. There's about they're all over the earth, basically, but they move about 25 times more water in one day than the whole Mississippi River. So this is how much can be moving through the atmosphere at any one time. So now this atmospheric river, of course, is going to come in. We're seeing all kinds of rain starting up in Seattle, in Portland, of course, down through the Pacific Northwest. We're also going to get snow in the higher elevations throughout the Pacific Northwest and other western states, also Idaho, for example. Central Idaho has a winter storm watch going on right now. Flood watches in Northern California, also Reno, a high wind watch as well, stretching out through I-80 east of Reno. Southern California will also be getting epic rain as we come into the beginning of the week, but throughout the weekend we'll see rain beginning, of course, up in Northern California. High wind watches throughout the weekend, it looks like, in Utah as you come up I-15, so be careful there. And what's going to happen, Captain, is that a lot of these burn areas and so forth, we're going to see how they fare as these rainstorms come through, because of course there may not be a lot of there to hold the soil. Hard ground also won't accept the water quite as easily, and that could lead to flash flooding in some areas.
Okay, well, we're going to take a peek over here. We've got some cooler temperatures tonight coming across the southeastern corner of Minnesota, the southern part of Wisconsin, to include Milwaukee, also down into Chicago, where we have frost warnings. We also have a frost warning straight across I-80, north of I-80. It's a freeze warning up to Minnesota from Iowa, central Iowa. And going to get pretty nippy as far as the temperature is concerned there. Now, moving over to the east, we've got another frost warning in upstate New York, from Syracuse over towards about into the Finger Lakes area, Auburn certainly, and then we do have a little bit of looks like some disturbed weather off the coast again. Long Island might have some windy conditions there, by the looks, and it looks like we also might have a riptide warning going on there by the color of the warning that's in the water, and. Coming down into Florida, we got a little small area of rain tonight around Daytona. It's kind of hit or miss, patchy, to say the least. And there may be some fog building up right now. Remember, I told you last night at this time we had a lot of fog along the Gulf. But it looks like as if we are going to get a little area of fog right along the Gulf from about the Mississippi-Louisiana line over past New Orleans. And then that's about it for the fog, if you will. So that's what we're looking at tonight. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you very much, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
Have yourself a great weekend.
You too.
Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much and what he does for us. And now we have coming in to the picture none other than Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
We have got the White House trying to do damage, if you will, damage control, rather, to Joe Biden and all of his nonsensical comments and things that have been going on that have been causing his approval ratings to drop more and more and more every day.
After you watch the CNN town hall, you clearly know that this White House and he, they're in chaos. I don't know how else to put it.
Good way. Yep.
I mean, I see confusion. I see, in some cases, panic. That they think they have a handle on things by just kind of manufacturing what they think to be their own truth. So it's kind of a terrifying situation here.
Yeah, now Fred is chiming in from Fort Lauderdale. I talked about something I did yesterday. I was in a drugstore, and they had an advertised special on a 12-pack of paper towels, and I looked at it, and I didn't realize they had a special, but it was a heck of a price, so I decided to buy it. And I said, well, I guess I'm hoarding paper supplies now. If you need paper towels, come find me. But Fred says, and he says, Captain, I did the same thing. I loaded up on a bunch of paper products before somebody announces there's going to be a shortage. Your friend Fred in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, we have to, I mean, consumers are trying to be pretty savvy. I mean, we're not new to these crises. I mean, we already had some of this during the early part of the pandemic, on what was, where there were shortages. So, we tend to learn our lesson pretty quickly when it comes to our own personal needs.
Yeah, I did. I did, and I'm sure you did too, because, you know, it was something going into all these stores for several weeks and not seeing any paper products at all. Gee whiz.
We're in a bad place, and in that town hall, it was pretty clear that this administration doesn't have a clue.
No.
How
pitiful.
And then when Biden accuses what he says, non-vaxxers of killing people,
yeah,
under freedom, and he goes, come on, man, that tells you pretty much everything that you need to know. They don't care about, you know, our rights. I mean, it was shaming. I mean, so if he says that, If he shames our sense of seeking and preserving our personal freedoms, you can imagine what the real conversations are about in the White House.
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back, Denise Simon and myself, right after the top of the hour news, and your station's get a chance to identify themselves and pay a little bit of their commercial money and get some of the revenue going there. I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.